So, Garrett, there's one more very big issue when it comes to real estate. What are your comments on environmental issues?
Environmental issues can be a huge issue for a buyer who enters into a transaction not knowing the consequences. Now, on one hand, the public policy is to clean up environmental sites, and that's probably a good policy. However, you don't want that to be on the backs of you and your family. So when you're buying a property, it's very helpful to know if there are any environmental issues associated with that property. One way to begin inquiring about this is to ask around, ask the neighbors, has there been an old gas station in the neighborhood? Was there an industrial plant in the neighborhood? If there have been those types of uses nearby, you could have an environmental issue on your property. Another way to take care of the issue is to have a phase one environmental report done. There are state licensed engineers that will come out to the property and see if there are any environmental issues associated with it. The important thing to know is that if you are in the chain of title of a property that has environmental issues, you are responsible for the cleanup. You may have been totally innocent when you bought the property. It may have been polluted 50 years ago. But the mere fact that you are an owner in the chain of title means that the federal government can require you to clean up that property. So you have to be very careful how you handle these issues. A phase one environmental will identify whether there are any problems on the property. It will also give you a defense if later there are problems with the property. There's something in the federal law called the innocent landowner defense. If you have taken the steps to have a phase one done, if you've done an investigation and the investigation indicates that there are no problems, that will help protect you if a future issue arises with regard to that property.
That's very good advice. Any comments on that, Diane?
And again, as always, the cost of that phase one is going to be a deduction.
Good.
If the phase one comes back and they say, you know, we have some issues here, we might want to do a phase two, which is a much more detailed investigation, at that point, you just back off from the property. There are thousands of other properties out there. You do not want to take on a property that may have environmental issues associated with it. I have had clients in my practice in Reno that have just been wiped out. They've been innocent, they've taken the property, and they are now responsible for this huge cleanup bill.
So I have found properties with environmental problems on it, and I've still continued on ahead with it. What I've done is I've bought insurance or I've done something to protect myself. But for the first-time buyer, I would strongly recommend if that phase one comes back with any questions on it, if you're just starting off, back away quickly. Exactly as Garrett says, there's 1,000 deals out there. Why buy the bad one? And this environmental issue is a very, very big one. I had a friend who had a piece of property where they found a miner had been on the property prior to that and had put mercury all over the property. And he lost his entire business. He lost all that land. He lost his house. He lost everything simply because he didn't know. He never suspected that 100 years ago there was some cowboy out there digging a mine. He just thought it was a hole in the ground. So that's why environmental issues need to be taken seriously. And if there's any question on it, especially if you're first starting off, back off. Leave environmental issues to people who know what they're doing. I know people who go in and they're experts at taking over environmental bad properties. They know what to do about it. And for them, it might be a big opportunity. But if you're first starting out, walk away.
If you know of a fourplex that sits on an old gas station property, I would look at a fourplex several blocks away where there's not going to be a risk of environmental degradation. It's just better to walk away.
So I personally want to thank Diane and Garrett. Like I say, I get my education from the two of them, and it is a tax deduction. And it's this education and experience that makes me a wiser, smarter, more successful investor. A big point is for people who stay on the E and the S side who don't make that transition into becoming a professional B&I investor, they lose out on the best education around. So I really want to thank the two of you for your contribution. And as always, you would always recommend they seek great accounting advice. Is that correct, Diane?
Absolutely. Get somebody who understands your situation and has the expertise you need.
Because you're just scratching the surface right now.
Absolutely.
And Garrett, you would recommend an appropriate attorney to inform the entities for them.
Absolutely.
Because we're just scratching the surface again.
Correct.
So again, thank you very much for your input and your sharing of your wisdom. I appreciate it.
Thanks.